Hey everybody, I want to welcome you back to another episode of Talk Time with Sherry Kalon. I am your host, Sherry Kalon, and today I just wanted to discuss with you guys and express the importance of updating your personal information with the credit bureaus prior to disputing inaccuracies or erroneous items that is reporting on your credit. If you have received any services from me, myself, or my partners, or if you have had a consultation of some sort with me, or if you are a member of Credit Guardians group on Facebook, we express the importance of why you should update your personal information, not just so that all the information can be reporting exactly how it shows on your driver's license and your utility bills. But here's the thing, you guys. When you send in a dispute to the credit bureaus, the number one thing that you want to do is you want them to verify and validate your debts with the creditors or collection agencies. And if you have outdated addresses, you know, some people, we've seen it, you know, they have, you know, 2, 3, 20, 40 different addresses, several name variations that are showing up on your credit. The issue is that all they have to do is cross-reference that information with information that is reporting or that is submitted to them from your creditors or collection agencies. You don't want that. You want everything to be showing accurately. I've had people who have had misspellings of their names on their credit reports. And because they've updated that information with the credit bureaus, when they go to dispute after they receive confirmation that that information or their personal information has been updated, they have a higher success rate when disputing those erroneous items that are reporting on their credit. Because if it's not the correct name or address or date of birth, whatever the case may be, then they cannot, they cannot validate that information that is reporting on your credit. So some people who have or who do not have as much success as others is because they do not take the very first steps, which is updating your personal information. That is a crucial step. And we express it all the time. And here I cannot express it enough why that piece is so vital. Some people don't want to spend the time on the phone holding, contacting the credit bureau. And look, I get it. You know, who wants to sit on the phone for 30 to 45 minutes, sometimes even longer than that, to get a representative on the phone with the credit bureaus? But it is important. If fixing your credit is something that you really want to do and you really want to have some success when you go to dispute erroneous items or inaccuracies that are reporting on your credit, then you will follow each and every step necessary. Okay. And so besides, you know, freezing your consumer reports, updating your personal information, if there is multiple addresses, name variations, and what have you, is extremely important. That is one of the very first steps. Some people just want to jump right into disputing and think that because they sent in a dispute letter and put whatever the dispute reason is, that they're going to have success. And I want to also say this, you guys, there's no magic wand that anyone can wave and miraculously have the items that don't show pretty on your credit report removed. There are steps that you need to take where you can have more success when you do go to dispute. But if you don't follow the very first steps, the preliminary steps, then you may not have as much success as others when you do go in to do your disputing. So with that being said, I am going to wrap it up now and just say to you guys, please, 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 whatever you do, make sure that before you go and you start to draft your dispute letters or even request a service of having your credit repaired, one of the things that you need to do, one of the very first things you need to do, is make sure that your personal information is updated and reporting accurately. So I'm going to sign off. I thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Talk Time with Sherry Kaline. Have a great day.